And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey.
When a pop the trunk, hit the deck.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Rose.
Brian, hit the brakes.
Jalen, you derailing already?
You look handsome today. I like
this. No. Don't be complimentary when you derail the intro. Okay. You always get mad at me for messing up the intro, and you derail it now. You got Brad hitting the brakes.
I just not thought about something.
Brad, hit your own button. Brad's got his own button now.
I'm going to give Brad some love, but I just not thought about something as we were starting
Brad,
the show.
Brad, hit your button.
Check out the big brain on Brad. You're a smart motherfucker.
So, everything we do here is organic.
Yep.
Even though we're in a microwave generation, we're able to still make things in the oven and get the people what they want. And one of the things that we take pride in is our really selective introduction. And we highlight some of the artists over a long period of time that have given great references to popping the trunk. And I know we have the cartoon now that does not feature Chuck and Flavor. I'm working on that. I just not thought about another person I remember saying pop the trunk that I would like to add.
Who's that, Mr. Rose?
It was a Breakfast Club interview. It was around February or March of 2018.
Okay.
The late, the great Nipsey Hussle.
He said pop the trunk?
Refers.
So we're going to have to add that?
To pop the
Can you
trunk.
Do me a favor? Can you put as much passion, preparation, and attention into the actual show?
That is a part of the show.
Then you do the intro?
That's the part of the show. It ain't the main course, but it's the appetizer.
Brad, hit the intro again.
Hit the intro, Brad. Let's get it.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
We give the people what they want.
I rarely do this. I don't think I've ever done this before. I want to give a big shout to Reggie. Reggie's on vacation.
Oh, my glasses
He's off
got
this
foggy
week.
When you did that.
I just want to give a big shout to Reggie. I also want to give a big shout to a gentleman by the name of Harlan Endelman.
Endelman.
He's sick. Harlan's been out.
Yeah, he has been.
2 days. How many shows have I missed from being sick?
None.
How many shows have you missed from being sick?
None. How many shows?
Hold up.
Since we're going to mess with Harlan, how many shows have you missed because your car broke down?
Oh, come on. I just gave Reggie a shout. One day, Reggie missed the show because his car broke down. I still haven't gotten a full story on that. Like, what? It was a new car? What? How long did it take to get it fixed? You couldn't just get an Uber, get a towed? I still don't have the full story on that.
But we had the best team in the game. Y'all get a chance to see the second most handsome duo in the industry. You want to tell the world who's the most handsome duo?
Tony and Mike.
Do their thing in front of the camera. Listen to us on the pod. But we have the best team in the game.
We
producing
also have,
our show, promoting
have,
our show.
We have some
and
teammates coming by
good.
Today. Marcus Spears is going to rejoin the show.
Swaggle in the building.
And we have Rhapsody. If you don't know,
what?
You should know.
Rhapsody's going to be here today.
Learn. Yes, you're going to be here.
You know what? I got one word to describe Rhapsody. For anybody who doesn't know who that is. Bars!
Oh, what's the word?
Bars! And if people wanted to go back over the 8 years of us doing this show, Can somebody do a breakdown of the people that I purposely acknowledge when they have bars? Because I probably only said that maybe
you want
about
me to list
10
that?
To 15 people.
Jalen, you know me, right? We're friends, right? You think I'm going to recollect everyone that you said bars about? I don't remember yesterday's show. Yo, straight up, real talk, real spiel. I went to the printer to get the script for today's show. And yesterday's show was on the printer. I thought it was today's show. I was like, I guess we're talking about Ezekiel Elliott, Antonio Brown. I was like, I think that's yesterday. I was like, oh, this is yesterday's show.
But you know why? You were feeling really good because you played well in your basketball game last night.
I did. Big shout to the Flyers, the frequent Flyers. We won. You know what?
I'm happy for you.
You know when do you remember when Aaron Rodgers said the Packers were going to run the table?
Uh-huh.
And they ran the table?
Uh-huh.
We ran the table last night. We were 1-6. Now we're 2-6. Ran the table. Finished out the season on good win.
But here's the important thing that I ask you that I have to ask you again.
I don't like this.
I played a little basketball in my life.
You did?
1 or 2 days.
You did?
And I know this. If you have a poor rec season, our guest is here. We'll get back to y'all. Three guys that's on the team this year can't be on it next year.
No. See, that's you. You swap out. See, I'm loyal. I'm not loyal to barbers, but I'm loyal to my teammates. It's not about wins.
Whoa, the die easy.
It's
himself
not about wins.
Talking about
it's not
loyalty.
About wins. It's about beers.
Hey,
it's
man,
about beers after the game.
You're lucky we got company. We'll talk about.
And you know what
later.
Happened? I played the game. I didn't shower this morning.
What about last night?
Didn't shower last night?
Yes! Yes!
It's Funky
yes,
Thursday!
Yes!
Funky Thursday
yes,
is back!
Yes! On! I'm pretty
Jaylen
sure Rapsy can't
Jacoby.
Wait to do a show with somebody that played basketball last night. Wouldn't have beers and drinks after.
We don't
got
to tell
a
her.
Shower,
we don't
got
to tell
did
her.
Take a shower this morning.
We don't
got
to tell. I put the odorant on.
Welcome, our
I
guest.
Put the odorant on. That's all that matters.
For the pod audience, we have Rhapsody in the building.
What's up? I'm here. I finally made it.
Make sure tonight.
Thank you so much for joining
us. At 12
us.
O'clock, y'all download her album, Eve.
Yes, the third album is out tonight. Queen Latifah, Sir J.I.D.
Ooh.
Yeah, like 47, P.J. Morton, L. Varner. We just going.
Oh, going.
Wow.
And I
wait, no. If you're on Apple.
If you're on
11:45. 15 minutes for everybody else.
Oh, that sounds like when I watch Power. I'm like, what happened the night before if it come out, right?
Yeah, Jalen hacked. He's like hacked into Stars so he can watch Power at 12:01 on Saturday night.
I need to come to your crib.
You know what? We got we went to the premiere the other
Jalen's
day.
Jalen's rich. You got an elevator in his house.
Oh, word?
You got an elevator in his house.
Oh, that means a bunch of us could go.
Exactly.
It means everybody, Power shows up.
We appreciate you joining us, and I described you by using one word, as it related to your lyrical prowess.
What's the word?
Okay.
Bars!
Yes! Come on, give it to me.
Bars!
Bars!
Again.
Bars!
More bars than Rikers.
And
more
we've
bars
been than doing this show. We've been doing this show for 8 years, and people know. I've probably said that about 15 people ever.
Oh, I'm in good company then.
Yes! Yes.
And it's facts, because I stay with, I gotta keep the bars.
No doubt about it.
Yep, there's an email like, hey, do you guys interested in having Rhapsody? He's like, yes, yes, yes.
No question
yes,
about it.
Very much so, thank you.
I
immediately.
Said the same thing when they asked me, what you think, yes?
So today's the big day, how do you feel?
I feel good, man. You know, the creative process, just going and being underground and creating and coming up with these ideas, and then you finally get the chance to put it out in the world. You know, it's like when you make the All-Star game, it's like, yo, I'm about to show
y'all. Jalen doesn't know what that's like. Jalen doesn't know what that's like. Yeah, he doesn't know what that's like. He doesn't know what that's like. He doesn't know.
Not
you have to explain
pros.
It to him.
High school.
When did you record the album?
I did most of it last year. I completed probably 80-90% of it in December.
So, like, what's that like? Like, that period between, like, all right, I'll finish the album, and then you have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then finally you get to put it out tonight.
It used to be bad stressful, but I have learned to be one with the universe.
Oh, what?
What it gives me. But that sample clearance period, boy, that's stressful. Because you never know if they're going to clear the sample or not. So it's just like, please don't make me change this beat. Like,
yeah.
Please don't make me. But, this time, like, I had two samples that probably drove me crazy. But other than that, it was cool. you know, I got to create, do the videos, you know, get with Roc Nation, figure out how we gonna roll this thing out.
Oh, dope. I ain't know that.
No one rides harder for Roc Nation. Do you pay them or do they pay you?
I didn't know she was a part of Roc Nation.
I want to know what your business relationship is with Roc Nation. That's what I need to know.
Well, they just happen to deal with dope people, I see.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Jam the Records, Roc Nation partnership we signed in summer 2016.
Day one.
So we say welcome to Jam Rock.
No doubt. Welcome to Jam Rock.
I like that. Right.
Yes.
Really appreciate you being here. Now, we are ESPN, so we're going to ask you about sports. Like, what's your relationship with sports? What's your teams? What's your deal?
Man, I've been playing ball since I was about 7 or 8 years old. My dad took my brother to play, and he was like, I'm not playing without my sister. So that's how I got into it.
Oh, right. When was the last time you played?
With it.
Get some shots up recently.
I got a few, man. Between album, I don't get that much in. So, you know, when I pull them up now, they be bricking.
Oh, good. So great. You're the perfect brother.
Oh, yeah. So you and Jalen got a lot in common then.
Yeah,
so one of us plays a lot of basketball.
All right.
And it's actually him.
Yep.
Okay. He played in the league. Their season ended last night. They were 2-6. He had a good game.
No, but we won. We won last night. We're on a momentum. We're on
but
a
I
streak.
Have to ask your opinion about something that's been a running theme on this show.
Okay, let's get it.
After the game, it was probably, 9, 10 o'clock?
Oh, don't do this.
I'm just saying,
she doesn't even know me.
It's 9, 10 o'clock, right?
Right.
Instead of going home to shower,
oh, come on.
He wants to go somewhere and have drinks with his teammates. Instead of waking up this morning and taking a shower because he has a wife and 3 lovely kids, he comes to work.
A shower in the afternoon.
So do you think that's cultural or regional or just him?
I think that might be half cultural, half him.
Yeah. Listen, we call it Funky Thursdays.
We don't know about that.
I got deodorant and I got cologne. As far as I'm concerned, that's a shower. I smell good.
You playing ball and then you rubbing up against other dudes, sweat on you, and it just sitting dry in your skin. You got to get that off.
Get him.
You know
I'm leaving.
You ain't think about that.
Like. I'm leaving. Here's the thing, but you're thinking I'm playing like real defense. I'm worried about these people. Yeah, I'm not letting them score. I'll just let them score. I'll be like, go ahead. Yeah. I'm not playing that.
What teams do you root for?
Duke is my favorite college basketball team. My favorite college football team.
I'm 0-4 against them. I'm still looking for a win against them.
Grant Hill is the man.
Yeah, that deal.
He got me in there. Yeah. NC State for college football.
Ooh.
I've been a Lakers fan forever. My dad. It's Magic. I'm a huge Kobe fan. New York Yankees for baseball. Carolina Hurricanes for hockey. Let me think. Who am I missing? What sport am I
football.
Missing? Football. Oh, Redskins.
Oh, you can't say Redskins, Rhapsody.
Washington football team.
Yeah.
Team in Washington. You have any expectations for them this year?
Bruh.
They're going to play.
They have games coming up in a couple of weeks.
I just want to win more than we lose. That's a start in the right direction.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that, especially in that division with my man Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones.
Yo, and we hate the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say that. Real.
So what do you think about Ezekiel Elliott holding out, trying to get his money?
Yo, get your money, man.
Right?
We don't care. We skins over here. Sit down. All you.
Just wait.
Y'all don't
hold out.
Hold out. Wait.
So what do fans of your team say when the Cowboys each year in their base feel like they about to win the Super Bowl?
Man, we just wait for them to lose like they do every year. Every year they be like, yo, we about to do it again. We be like, whatever. You know, but we can't say too much. We just got to be quiet a little bit because we ain't nowhere near it.
Rapsy, just in case they didn't hear the first time, tell people when and where they can get the album.
Yo, they can get the album everywhere. Spotify, Tidal, iTunes. You can go to my website, iamrapsody.com. It's got all the links. You can get some bundles, some fly gear, everything Eve album related.
That's out tonight.
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of conversation between the Jay-Z and NFL deal,
right,
and how it affects Colin Kaepernick, if it does. And I'm pretty sure you've heard these conversations. What are your take on him partnering with the league?
I think it's dope for me. I think, you know, for the bigger issue of what Colin wanted to bring awareness to, Jay's right in line with that. Like, I want to see Colin, you know, done right and have a job. But for the bigger issue, is way bigger than that. It's like Martin and Malcolm, they died for their cause, but we still had to continue to do the work. So the fact that Jay's doing what he thinks is his best way of coming to the table and changing it from the inside, I think that's powerful. Like, we need Colin to do what he does, but we also need Jay to do what he does. We need to hit it from all angles.
No doubt.
So that's dope. And hopefully Jay sitting at the table, you know, that'll help with whatever is going with Colin and getting back into the NFL. So I'm hopeful. Like, I believe in Jay.
But there has been some criticism about Jay's partnering up with the league. You know what I mean? And what would you say to the people that are critical of his partnering with the league?
I think we should be patient and give him a chance to show and prove. His track record is phenomenal. Like, we think about the Trayvon Martin doc, every that bit of money he's put in to get activists out of jail who are in the streets. He set up a fund for Sean Bell's family. Like, Jay's track record for, you know, social justice and activism is well, you know, rounded, and, you know, he stands on it. So give him a chance. Like, be patient. You know, we just can't come in like, oh, you don't see the bigger picture and the vision and what it possibly could be. So just be patient.
That's real spill. And look how it played out with friend of the show, Meek.
Right.
He was on probation for 10 years.
Exactly.
Okay. They started a movement to help him get out of jail and then get him off probation.
Right. And then there's a bigger movement to change laws for correct. People that, you know, are on probation way longer than they should be for minor crimes. Like, you got to respect what Jay's done and at least respect him to give him a chance to carry out the vision that he sees.
We really appreciate you coming on the show. We had so much fun listening to you and your thoughts on Jay-Z and your thoughts about your new album, but we're going to have some fun now.
Yes!
It's
I'm ready
time
for that.
For cultural or regional. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
So this segment doesn't need any explanation, okay? It's just simple. The first question I have for you, Rhapsody. Is keeping hot sauce in the fridge cultural or regional?
That's cultural, I think.
Do you keep hot sauce in the fridge?
Nah, that joint got to stay out.
I keep hot sauce in the fridge.
You do?
I keep my hot sauce in the fridge.
We don't do that.
Wow, we don't do that.
Yeah, see, this is news to me.
And hot sauce?
Always. I got at the refrigerator door. I got a whole shelf just for hot sauce. I got multiple different hot sauces right there in the shelf in the fridge.
So let me get this right. I'm not much of a cook. So you mean I'm going to make some wings?
Yup.
And get the hot sauce out of the refrigerator?
Out of the refrigerator.
Dump it on the hot wings?
No!
That's gonna make the wings cold.
Yes!
You don't do that.
See, this is brand new to me.
You gotta try that. Take that out of the fridge.
I refrigerate everything.
I didn't think I'd be
I want it to be
temp.
Fresh. I want it to be fresh.
It's in a bottle, a glass bottle. It's gonna be fresh.
Doesn't it get old?
Yes! Yes!
Doesn't it get old or something?
No!
Doesn't it get, like, stale? Bacteria growing there or something?
Nah,
if you
it's
don't
not
keep
like
in the fridge.
Cheese. It's not like cheese. It's hot sauce.
No, you got to get the hot sauce out the fridge.
I don't care what y'all say. I'm keeping my hot sauce in the fridge. I'm keeping my hot sauce in the fridge. Second question. This is simple. Grits, cultural or regional?
That's cultural. Whether you put sugar or salt and pepper in them grits.
Well, that's next. See, I think grits are regional.
Oh, the grits themselves?
Regional. Yeah.
Grits themselves, yeah, that's regional.
They're regional. It's like
yeah,
down
more
south.
Southern.
Yeah, more
yeah,
southern.
Completely.
Yeah, more southern. Like in Philadelphia, there's some grits, but those are people that
what,
come
what they,
up north.
What they eat up north?
Cream of wheat?
Fries, cream of wheat? Oatmeal?
The oatmeal, grits, cream of wheat?
Nah, we don't do that in the south, you know.
Do you put sugar on your grits?
I'm sorry, I hate to surprise you. I don't eat grits, but I know culturally sugar in the grits ain't it.
Yeah, see, I don't put sugar on any food. I don't
on
put sugar
any
on food?
Any food. What about on cereal?
Maybe Rice Krispies.
Spaghetti?
Maybe, no. What? You put sugar on spaghetti?
Cultural.
You just gave us another one. That is cultural, because I do that too. On
you
top
put,
of the cheese.
No, you don't.
Melt the cheese.
No, you don't.
The, yes.
In the sauce,
yes.
You got to sprinkle yes. A little sugar in
you
it.
You cook it with hair. There. You cook it inside of the sauce.
Tell them, Jalen.
Seriously? You're,
yes!
Seriously.
I would never, ever, ever, ever,
not a
ever,
lot.
ever do that. Ever in my life.
Oh, man.
Finally.
I missing out.
I know you're a fan. I know you're a fan of the Washington football team.
Yes.
They've got a preseason game tonight. You might see some of the starters. What do you expect from your Washington football team this year?
Man, I hope I expect to see them go in the right direction of a win.
Be better than the Cowboys?
I want to see our quarterback just really go off, yeah, and be better than the Cowboys. At the end of the day, as long as we have a better record than the Cowboys, we have succeeded.
There we go.
That's
third, you have a rival right
the division,
there.
That's fine. As long as we're ahead of the Cowboys.
That's a rivalry right there.
You can get Rhapsody's new album, Eve. It's coming out tonight.
Tonight!
Midnight
get her album
on
tonight.
All streaming services. Yes. And if you're on Apple, 11:45. I grew up in Amherst, Massachusetts. Growing up, the Red Sox were always on my television. He's a big Red Sox fan. Bill Buckner's my favorite player, and the ball went through his legs. We cried for about 3 days. Red Sox were always a big part of me growing up, going to Fenway Park. But now I live in New York. I've got three little children. Do you know what happened over the weekend? My three little children went to Yankee Stadium, and now they're huge Yankee fans. They've got all the Yankee hats, Yankee bats, playing baseball with Yankee balls, Yankee stuffed animals, Yankee everything. They're Yankeed out now. And you know what? I don't mind. Because there's nothing like that feeling of a live event. Actually being there. In the arena. In the stadium. That's why I became a Red Sox fan, because of Fenway Park. They're becoming Yankee fans because of Yankee Stadium. You know what I did? I brought out SeatGeek. I said, you know what? I'm leaning into this. Why have New Yorkers be Red Sox fans? Why do I hold on to that generational thing? I don't need to pass that down. You know what? Be a Yankee fan. I'd rather they were Mets fans, to be honest with you. But Yankee Stadium is a special place. And I broke out SeatGeek and I looked at future Yankee games. SeatGeek is so easy to use. Whether you're going to comedy shows, Broadway theater, local theater, music shows, any live event is available on SeatGeek. Monster Jam, anything. And you go to SeatGeek, you open up the app, and you search whatever you want to do. You can also browse, which is fun too, just to seeing what's going on around you. You search what you want to go to, and then you click on it. And they show you the arena, all the different seats. And they've got dots where the seats are available. Some dots are red, some dots are bright yellow, some dots are dark yellow. They rate every single deal on SeatGeek so you know if you're getting a good deal or not. There's a 1 through 10 number next to the price. So you're looking at a place like, ooh, I want to sit there. Then you click on it, and it's a big red dot. It's a big red number. It's basically saying that's not a good deal. It's available to you, but it's not a good deal. And then you look at another one, and it is a good deal. You can buy with confidence knowing you're getting a good deal. And again, another thing you buy with confidence knowing, you're actually going to get the seats. You can go to other sites. I've heard horror stories from my friends that aren't using SeatGeek, that they paid X amount of dollars, and the tickets never came through, or they got to the gate and the tickets didn't work. You are 100% confident that you're actually getting the actual tickets for the actual price that you paid for when you use SeatGeek. So right now, download SeatGeek to your phone if you don't have it, and you get $10 off your first purchase if you use our promo code. Download the SeatGeek app today. Use the promo code Jacoby. You get $10 off your very first purchase. That's $10 off your first purchase. Make sure you get out there. Take your girlfriend. Take your partner. Take your friend. Give them a live event experience. There's nothing like it, and there's nothing like getting it from SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek now. $10 off your first purchase. Promo code Jacoby.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby.
Broman's in the building.
Broman's back.
What up, Broman is back.
Marcus Spears, thank you so much for joining us once again.
I was looking at that picture of Della Dunn and Candace Parker. They would give us buckets.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like,
no doubt.
Are you kidding me?
Thinking, no
wife,
doubt.
Are you kidding me?
The WNBA. They would give us buckets.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be embarrassing.
What about the dudes that's at home right now?
Oh,
that's
a banker. The
or working on Wall Street.
They can't even
dunk. Get them buckets.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
And you think you're going to body them? No chance.
It's no chance.
Not going to happen.
No. I just had to put that out there.
Thank you so much, Marcus, for coming in. Now, Baker Mayfield, he was quoted in GQ talking about Daniel Jones. And he said it was all out of context, and he had to backtrack the whole thing. Let's listen to Baker's reaction to his quote being published in GQ. Baker.
The interview was done back in April, like right after the draft, and just things taken out of context, and that's the problem with today's day and age. You know, you don't read the whole thing. You don't put two and two together. You just kind of read scripts, and then people, you know, they combine sentences from different conversations. And so it seemed very disrespectful, and I can understand that. But what people didn't realize is the conversation entailed of me saying that I was surprised I was drafted number one overall, too. You know, I reached out to Daniel because all that blew out of, you know, way out of hand, and I wanted him to know how I felt. And I've heard nothing but great things from Saquon and Sterling Shepard, guys that, you know, have a lot of respect for him and that I, you know, respect their opinions. And so I just wanted to clear the air with him. And, you know, it is what it is.
Marcus. What do you think about Baker and the Browns talking so much? You love it or hate it?
I hate the fact that Baker is talking about other people. Let me just throw that out there on the table.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
Like, the only problem that I've had with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, he's gonna start talking about you now.
Is wait, yeah,
that, he don't want that smoke.
That don't matter to me. That don't matter to me one bit. But I don't believe, and maybe I'm old now, bro. Like I keep thinking this. Why, like, other dudes not supposed to be on your tongue, bro? Like, that's all I'm saying.
Like Duke Johnson was trying to get
right,
his money.
You could feel that way, but don't, if it's not positive, we all been in the media training classes,
yep,
right?
Yep.
If it's not positive, don't say nothing at all. Ask next question. I will say this though, cause man to man, I respect that Baker reached out to him. That's a level of maturity, right? Sometimes you get cast as like, I don't care. Like, it's whatever. I respect them for reaching out to Daniel Jones. I just want him to stop. Like, don't talk about dudes unless it's a positive light. That's all. The Hugh Jackson situation. Like, dude, you a rookie in the NFL.
That went on too many weeks.
Yeah, like, you a rookie in the NFL. Like, and I've been trying to figure out, like, where do they get this pass from, Jay? Like, I don't, I've never seen it before. So maybe I'm just overreacting because I've never seen a young player come into the league and get these passes that Baker has gotten. That's the only thing that bothers me a little bit.
Because quietly, people are anticipating he's going to take a Patrick Mahomes type leap this year.
Absolutely.
And so that's why people are like, okay, we're going to give him the license to speak. They added Odell to go with Landry. They got Njoku. They had Nick Chubb in the backfield. They're going to get Kareem Hunt, who was instrumental with KC last year. But here's what I would like to talk about. Daniel Jones is the other person on this, the flip side of this.
Yep.
I see one guy speaking, Baker to GQ and to the media. The other guy, Daniel, isn't. You know why? The toothpaste is already out of the tube. And so now all of a sudden we don't have to instigate a rivalry between you guys.
No.
We don't have to compare you guys and see who's going to have a better career. It's going to happen anyway. So you can say it publicly, but apologize privately. It still doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
The thing to me is happiness is a function of expectation.
Yes.
And I just feel like the Browns this season already, without playing a single down, are just raising expectations way too high. You know what I mean? This is a team. You remember a year ago, they had beer locked up in a refrigerator that if they won a game.
Oh, I'm getting.
If they won a game, they would be celebrating in the streets. Won a game, and now all of a sudden we're betting on them to win the Super Bowl.
To your point, I am getting killed right now on Twitter, right? Which I enjoy so much. Because I said, if they don't win a playoff game, the season's a failure. That's what I said. Everybody else say, well, get in the playoffs. They ain't been in the playoffs in all these years. Yeah, that would be fine if they wasn't talking so much.
That would be
absolutely fine if the expectations weren't coming from in-house. It would be perfectly fine. Now, let's see what they do. I don't wish bad on no NFL football.
It ain't personal.
I'll be watching the Browns.
I'll be watching the games. I'm running for
it. I'm telling you right now. That's what I asked the Cleveland fans. I was like, oh, so y'all scared now?
Right.
So now you scared. Sure in their private moments they talking about, we're going to the Super Bowl. I guarantee it.
Dolphins receiver Kenny Stills was very critical of Jay-Z and his partnership with the NFL. And Dolphins head coach Brian Flores reacted by playing 8 straight Jay-Z songs in practice, but Stills fired back. He was playing Nas in the locker room to get back at the head coach. Do you think this is just fun or is this like actual smoke?
I believe this is fun because it's hard for me to believe that Brian Flores doesn't know how serious the nature of the conversation is for him to do that. Like even when Jerry made the joke about Zeke, I liken it to, I gotta have a good enough relationship to joke to Jalen.
Correct.
Or joke to Jacoby. Like, we all know how the cold goes. Like, we have to be close enough for me to publicly do something that it's not coming from the wrong place. That's how I felt about the Jerry situation. That's how I feel about this situation. Now, if it is real smoke, Flores made a huge mistake, bro. Like, if that relationship is not like that, he made a huge mistake. Because look, we can talk about Kenny Stills and what's going on with Jay-Z. He one of their best players. And that's a bad team.
Yeah.
Right? That's a bad team, and he's one of their best players.
All I know is Jay-Z's first album just became available on a lot of streaming services. And so the coach was probably enthusiastic, started playing Reasonable Doubt, and he probably was more than 8 straight records. Listen, he probably was like all 15.
Because they bangers.
If you're with the Dolphins, whether it's Nas or Jay-Z, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
If you're with the Dolphins, like whatever, as long as we're playing Nas and Jay-Z, we're happy.
How about this? Nas and Jay-Z are the reasons why we're talking about the Dolphins.
Exactly. No. You're right. So we have the week 3 of the preseason. This is when we see starters. Okay, this is when we see real action. There's a good slate of games tonight. What are you most excited to see tonight?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton,
man. Last time we saw Cam, think about this. Last time we saw Cam Newton, he literally could not throw the football.
Ooh.
His shoulder was that messed up that he couldn't push the ball downfield. Cam, all offseason, through his Instagram, through his social media, he showed the work he been putting in. This is his second year with Norv Turner, a great offensive mind. He got Christian McCaffrey. Greg Olsen hopefully will be healthy. Like, there is an alignment. See, here's the thing people don't realize about Cam, right? And because we all get enamored with the Tom Brady's and the Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm, the dudes mm-hmm. that's throwing from the pocket and doing that. And rightfully so. They deserve their respect. What the hell are you going to change Cam for? And Cam has been working. Why would you keep saying we need to make him, we need to not let him get outside the pocket? You got to understand sometimes dude's built different. He not your conventional quarterback that's going to get hurt when he take a hit. Even though it happens, he's not the conventional guy. So I'm looking for big things from Cam, and I can't wait to see tonight if he got the zip back on the ball and what type of offense they trying to structure around.
What I'm looking for? Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones.
That's a big one.
Daniel Jones. Like, he has
Oh, you got
before.
A nickname now?
Danny Dimes.
Wow, look at that pass.
He is throwing down.
Look at his pass right there.
He's throwing down. Listen.
I live in the New York area. All my friends are Giants fans. So there's some reason to be excited.
Yeah.
I know it's just
y'all
preseason.
Ain't setting y'all self up for failure,
I know it's
man.
Just preseason.
You know what? I thought Eli's
not going to be there very much longer.
I thought of something I would love New York area fans to do after I look at a picture of Daniel Jones. I wish I would give him a nickname after the preseason. And then I look at the Jets quarterback. I'm thinking both of those guys look like they could have been on a television show, Happy Days. Right? Potsy and Ralph Mouth.
I hate that we think
yeah,
alike
I just
on that
saw him,
right
yeah,
now.
Right? Man, they could have been on that show.
Here's the thing, man. Like, football is about to get really, really hard in a couple weeks. I don't want to knock the kid because he's making great throws. And he's done this thing.
Yeah.
And I was one of the ones that was like, why in the hell would they take him six and not take Haskins based on the season they put together? Here's the thing people don't know or don't realize when we talk in sports. All we have is what you've shown when we projecting something. Like, that's all we have. So, yeah, kill us if you want. But anyway, when you start thinking about preseason, let me tell y'all something, bro. Being in that damn league for nine years, when that first week starts,
It hits so different.
If you burn with Snoop and you burn somewhere else, it hit different, right?
Don't get fired.
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven.
Jalen, in my opinion, James Harden should have been the MVP last year's NBA season. Guess who agrees with me? James Harden. Let's listen to him talk about his MVP candidacy last year.
What's the media? They create a narrative about somebody from the beginning of the year. I think they just take that narrative and then run with it the entire year. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't even want to get into details, but
yeah.
All I can do is control what I can do. And I went out there and did what I was supposed to do at a high level. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
A season probably, it's only a few other seasons that anybody's ever done that before.
James doesn't talk too much. I agree with him here. Do you think the media narrative led to Giannis winning the MVP?
As a fellow voter of NBA awards, I cast my ballot for James Harden for exactly the reasons that he stated.
He's like, I did what I did. No one's done it before.
Hey, man, he had over 2,500 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. The only other person to do that in the season is Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Look at these numbers. How many points a game is that?
Over 30 in 30 consecutive games. He had multiple 40-point games, 50-point games, 60-point games, high games with triple doubles. The last 5 years or so have been as good as we've seen any elite player perform if you look at his numbers and productivity. So that's why he got my vote. And he's right about storylines. Because there is a narrative that has to go with the 82-game schedule in an anticipation on what you think may take place.
And it's I feel the problem with the MVP award in the NBA to me is it just seems like they always want to give it to somebody new. They always want to give it to somebody new. Like, it always happens. Like, Shaquille O'Neal didn't get enough MVPs. Michael Jordan didn't get enough MVPs. LeBron James didn't get enough MVPs. It just feels like they need to give it to someone new. So you have a vote.
Yes.
Thank you for voting for James Harden because he deserved it last year. I agree with him. But Jalen. You are, in my opinion, the best NBA analyst in the world.
Thank you.
Also, my opinion, I'm the best pickup basketball analyst in the world.
I can roll with that.
I play a lot of pickup. And I am so happy that this story continues. And, of course, I'm talking about Devin Booker getting double teamed. And now we have some new information. It all started here. Devin Booker gets double teamed in a pickup run, complains about it, and says he deals with that all season. He's trying to work on his game. I get it. I understand where he's coming from. However, trying to win the game. Well, guess who else just chimed in on Twitter? Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got his Twitter fingers together, and he's saying, listen, it's pickup. You got to work on your defensive game. He does not support double teaming in pickup, and he went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Jalen, again, I ask you, double teaming in pickup, do you support it?
I support it. I must acknowledge that Kevin Durant is one of my favorite basketball barnstormers in the modern day history.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's on the East Coast, shows West Coast, Rucker, indoor, Farm, outdoor,
Drew League,
he'll go ball.
Yes.
So he's the perfect person on crutches, knowing that he misses the game that he loves, to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the passion because he kept sending tweets about
it. Wasn't a tweet.
Paragraph.
It wasn't a tweet. It was multiple tweets.
But guess what he also is?
What's that?
One of the greatest basketball players to ever do it.
Yep.
And so therefore, of course he doesn't want people double and triple teaming him because that's who he represents. It's really an indictment on everybody else that you play with. Whether it's Devin Booker's in the run, whether it's KD in the run, you need somebody else to make a play. If you got half of the points in the run, first we're going to switch.
Yep.
Then we got just W, KD. We got a W, Devin. You guys are too good.
Also chiming in, Trae Young. Trae Young is also chiming in now. And he said there should be no double teaming in pickup. When you're trying to work on your game, work on the moves and things you do individually in pickup. I don't know about this. I'm trying to win the game. And if you have someone that you can leave to defend a good scorer, then you leave them. You're trying to win.
What Trae Young just described.
You play to win the game.
Is a workout.
You play to win the game.
You saw what James Harden was doing? The move that he practiced, he was doing it in the run.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works. And if they're going to double team you in Phoenix this year, when they double team KD when he get back, when they double team Trae Young off of his pick and roll actions, guess what those guys now have? Practice on splitting. Practice on beating it. That's also something that you work on.
That happens in the game, especially when you're Devin Booker. When you're KD, you work on getting double teams. It's time for News That Matters. A French couple was vacationing in Sardinia, Italy.
I need beautiful a vacation.
Place. Beautiful place. Out in the Mediterranean, beautiful beaches, great sand. They liked the sand so much that they were arrested for stealing 88 pounds of sand from the beach. Jalen Rose, I ask you, is it fair to face jail time for stealing sand from the beach?
That's too much time. It reminds me of some of the laws that we're trying to get changed in the United States of America. If there's so much sand to be taken in this Italian, okay, imagine if you could get that 88 pounds and you got a little pool in your backyard and all of a sudden you can create yourself a little oasis.
A little oasis. I like the oasis.
No doubt about it.
I like the oasis.
So 6 years? No, that's too much time.
Jalen, not everything is worth discussing on national television. So we have a segment called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, we keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Los Angeles Dodgers are absolutely on fire. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
They hit a lot of home runs, but keep it moving for now.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
They've been balling.
Something that I expected to hear a lot about, that I don't hear a lot about. Chris Paul, keep moving or hit the brakes?
I'm him. Yeah, hit the brakes.
Remember he was traded to Oklahoma City Thunder. And we all expected him to be traded, but we don't hear about it. Thunder executives are now saying that they may keep Chris Paul. Do you think this is them sort of negotiating through the media, or do you think they're actually going to keep Chris Paul on the team?
I think they're negotiating through the media because you don't want to start opening night and he's today better. than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander starting at the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a young fella a chance to be the leader of the team. And that's more than just what happens on the floor. That's in the locker room. That's gaining the trust of the coaches, gaining the trust of his teammates. And so having Chris Paul there, who, by the way, is going to be an amazing teacher, an amazing veteran to the young player, and is going to welcome his improvement and pretty sure show him all of the tricks of the trade. Both of those guys want to play those minutes. And you don't want them jostling for those 48 minutes, especially when you understand that you want to see if this young guy has what it takes to man the position.
Yeah, you trade for Chris Paul to trade Chris Paul. You trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to be your point guard. Moving on. We have new information about Melvin Gordon's holdout. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Keep it moving for now.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Team USA played the Boomers this morning. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I was up at 6 a.m. Eastern to watch.
So we're
going to
hit the brakes?
So you better hit the brakes.
They beat Australia 102-86. There's so much discussion about who's playing and who's not playing. Everything dropped out. But they look pretty good this morning. Jalen,
yo,
what do you think about Team USA?
I like the growth of the potential within this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when people make it to this elevated position, they've already established themselves as multi-time all-stars, if not superstars, MVP-type players.
Yep.
There are no MVP candidates on this team.
Oh, no.
Kemba Walker is the only all-star.
Middleton.
And Middleton. And then you have guys that are about to take a quantum leap that we saw play in the playoffs, Tatum and Spider Mitchell. But now all of a sudden, I think it's going to be impacted throughout the regular season and the playoffs to where they can play at an all-star level. Same with Jaylen Brown. Seeing Kemba cook between the legs behind the back off of pick and rolls. Kuzma knocking down open three-point shots. He's got to play quality minutes and become a part of a big three in Los Angeles. So I like that each one of these guys has something to play for. And because of that, being led by Pop and Steve Kerr and Jay Wright, this is a summer of playing basketball that's going to make all of them better, and we're going to get a gold medal.
Here's the thing. France, nope. Serbia, nope. Spain, nope. Australia, nope. For all this talk about Team USA and them losing that scrimmage to sort of like the B team, they're going to win the gold medal. They're going to cruise to the gold medal.
No, no.
They're going to cruise to the gold medal.
No.
Jalen, you want to bet some push-ups on this?
No.
Would do you? They won't lose. They won't lose a game.
Okay.
They won't lose a game.
Okay.
Undefeated. Moving on. Le'Veon Bell has an interesting take on preseason action. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
He said he needs his teammates to hit him in practice.
Mm-hmm.
He says he needs the contact. He wants his teammates to hit him. What do you think about that?
I think that I'm excited to watch Le'Veon Bell play football this year. I think him being out making sure he got his money and spitting bars in the studio and playing basketball, people forgot how dynamic he is, not only catching out of the backfield, but clearly running and the level of patience that he has. But he's been out of the game for 18 months.
Yes.
And just like a boxer, when you watch them or somebody in mixed martial arts and they get punched in the face, you're like, ooh, I don't understand how they're able to do that. It becomes almost a learned behavior that you have to teach your body how to take that level of punishment so that now it becomes commonplace and you don't get injured or banged up every time you get hit. The balance, however, is his teammates aren't going to hit him hard.
No.
The opponents will.
He might want to be hit. His coaches don't want him to be hit. They're like, Le'Veon, I get it. I get it. You're going to get hit. Week one, you're going to get hit. Don't worry. We're the Jets.
Correct.
You're going to get hit.
Yes.
Don't worry about
that. Yes.
But we're the New York Jets. Like, you're going to get hit, Le'Veon. Your time will come. Jalen, it's been too long since we did some voicemails. We always say we get the people they want. And you know what? We've been neglecting the people. Can't neglect the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And Reggie's out this week.
Oh.
So we got Brad. And I know Brad probably actually listens to the voicemails. Because Brad works harder than Reggie does,
I feel like. Check out the big brain on Brad.
So what we're going to do is actually listen to the voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, Brad will listen to it and put in the show just like this. Let's listen.
Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. Shout out, Reg. It's Brad calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I got two questions for you. First question is, I'm moving in with my girlfriend early October. First time moving in with a girlfriend. Any advice? Anything I should be aware of or anything I'm not thinking of? My other question is, why are the Raptors so disrespected? Everyone just talks about how Kawhi just won a championship, but the entire team won the championship. If it wasn't for Marc Gasol's defense against Joel Embiid, we wouldn't have won. If it wasn't for Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry stepping up in the Eastern Conference Finals, we wouldn't have won. If it wasn't for big games by Siakam and Ibaka in the Finals, we wouldn't have won it. So why are we so disrespected and so forgotten? Even now, we are still a top three team, top four team in the Eastern Conference. What do you think? Thanks for taking the call. Once again, shout out Reg, and keep giving the people what they want.
Okay. So Brad's on the show this week. And you know what the name of the person that left a voicemail, the first one that Brad played is?
Yep. His name is Reggie.
His name is Brad.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Brad is just taking calls from Brad's. I think Brad would listen to all the voicemails and only took calls from Brad. So if your name is Brad, call 985-80-JALEN. You could probably get on the show this week. Yep. Moving on. Brad, not our Brad, Canadian Brad, in Ontario, is moving in with a girl for the first time.
Congratulations.
And he wants some advice.
Okay.
Jalen, you start.
When you first meet someone, hey, how you doing? That's their representative. That's their agent. That's their publicist.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to get to know them first. And then you learn people's strengths and weaknesses and their habits. And then you decide to appreciate them for their strengths and understand that they're going to have weaknesses and hope as a mate that you can help them be better in areas that they're weak. None of us are flawless. None of us are perfect. And then you decide to move in together. First thing you got to do, guys, it's really important.
What's that?
Have to discuss things financially.
Ooh, I like this. I like
really
where you're
important.
Going here.
This is one of the main things that break up relationships.
Get the finances.
When one person feels like the other one isn't disciplined financially on any level.
How are we
going
to chop this up?
I don't care however much you make, we got to chop this up.
How are we going to chop this up? Because, let's just get out in front of it.
Because the first thing the breadwinner always says when they get mad at you is, get out.
Why are you looking at me?
I was going to have you answer.
I don't know. I would never answer that. I would
You want everything to be laid out on the table. You make this. You make that. We have these recurring bills. You're going to pay X amount per month, per week, per bi-week.
Did you and Molly have this conversation?
We're rich. It's different. It's different.
You're my favorite.
It's just different.
We're rich. It hit different when you're rich.
It's just different. I know how it works. It's whoever makes the most pays the biggest items.
Now see, with me and my lady, I was making her more than her in the beginning, and I was paying more than her in the beginning. And then she was making more than me,
and you're still paying more.
Then she decided to shop at 50-50. I was like, wait a second.
Of course.
And then we had a conversation,
You'll never get that back.
And that's not how that works.
Yeah, you never.
That's
those
not how
those
that
are
works.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Get the finances in order is my advice.
Oh, here's my advice. Be clean. Just be clean. Clean everything. Like, dog, however clean you think you are, be cleaner than that. You never, ever want to be the dirty one in the relationship when y'all live together. You never want that. And his second question is why the Raptors are so disrespected. Jalen, you're a Raptor.
Well, they lost Kawhi Leonard, and so people don't know what kind of team they're going to look like without the finals MVP. Hopefully Pascal Siakam takes that most improved player to kind of all-star level performer step. They still have a core with Kyle Lowry, who played really well in the NBA Finals. So when you start talking about the top, I would say
five teams
in the East, they're in the conversation.
But they might be number five.
I want to see what Indiana looks like.
We'll see. Thank you so much for the call, Brad. Appreciate Brad putting Brad on the show.
Yes, indeed.
Seems like we have an exclusive Brad show today.
No doubt.
If you call 985-80-JALEN and your name is Brad, maybe you can make it on the show. Brad, what do you got for us?
Yo, what up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. I'm a long-time listener, about my third time calling. I got a cultural regional for you. I was at Huntington Beach this weekend watching the surf championships, and there's a few brothers out there that look more like me and Jalen that had socks on in the sand. And it made me think, is that cultural or regional? So I posed the question.
Wow. I'm going to say this. I have never, ever, 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 ever in my life worn socks in the sand. Socks in the sand, cultural or regional?
Cultural. And it's one of those things that I'm not necessarily proud of. You know, sometimes I take pride
In the cultural thing?
Yeah. It's one of those that I cringe when I see because I once was a participant. In doing that.
You've worn your Michigan black socks in the sand?
I'll tell you some of the reasons and why people, because it's culture, feel like they need to do this. One, for some reason we feel either ashamed or not willing to show our feet.
If I had your feet, I wouldn't show them either. My feet are pretty. I got good feet.
The other thing, we feel like the sand is going to be so hot.
The heat on the sand. You know what's regional though? Sneakers to the beach. New Yorkers wear sneakers to the beach. I went to the beach twice this weekend. I wear my sneakers. I don't wear flip-flops to the beach.
You want me to answer to the why? Beach.
You know why I do? Because when I go in the water, that's where I put my phone and my credit cards. That's where I put my phone and my credit cards when I go in the water.
I got a different answer. I've been fortunate enough to travel many places in the world, and mm-hmm. I have tattoos on my passport.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain beaches have a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
That applies in New York.
Yeah, it does.
I am not trying to be walking with no slides.
And also,
we're sand and rocks.
In New York City, you take the train to the beach, right? I went to Brighton Beach this weekend. Train to the beach. I'm not wearing flip-flops on the train. You will catch all the diseases if you wear flip-flops on the train.
Yes.
All of them.
And you can't run all in flip-flops.
I want to thank this gentleman for calling with the Culture Regional questions. I want to thank Brad for calling. I want to thank Brad for producing the show. We will be back tomorrow. What's that, Karis?
We'll be back.
We're not done.
Give the people what they want.